All right, Mike. So cool little festival coming up pretty quick is the Hopped Wired Festival. What do you think?
I can't wait to finally make it. I love coffee. I love beer. Fuck it. Let's put it together.
Yeah. Right. It was honestly one of the best festivals I was at all year in Vancouver, and I went to quite a few. So I'm pretty stoked. I'm also pretty stoked to find out that Pacific Beer Chat, not only are we going to be there doing our podcast, but we got a little promo code that takes how much off?
$10 off.
And the promo code is
Pacific Beer Chat, no spaces.
Pacific Beer Chat, no spaces, and it's at the hoppedwiredfest.com.
Yes.
Hoppedwiredfest.com. So if you guys want to be at that festival with us and drink a lot of great coffee and drink a lot of great beer, I recommend going coffee, beer first. But hey, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. So
definitely. It is at the Croatian Cultural Center at 3250 Commercial Drive in Vancouver. On February 23rd, 2019.
Nice.
So make sure you get your tickets.
Buy tickets for your sweetheart for Valentine's Day.
Oh, good call. I might do that, Warren. I might do that. All right. Yeah, people, do that.
So buy your tickets and we'll see you there. Cheers.
Cheers.
You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network.
Hey, this is Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Carnell.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Warren.
All right, for this episode, we're going to sit down to a trio of beers from Winnipeg. All three are brewed at Stone Angel Brewing Company, but two of them are actually by separate entities, kind of like the Callister Brewing thing here. Right. So we've got Kilter Brewing and Devil May Care Brewing Company. So we'll start with the Stone Angel Brewing beer because it's their brew house. So it's Foinus Irish Coffee Stout, 5% alcohol, 50 IBU. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. A Foines.
Foines? Yeah, that must
F-O-Y-N-E-S.
Be
F-O-Y-N-E-S.
Is it a, if it's Irish, it might be. Who knows?
Yeah, it's got like a, almost like a, maybe a water bomber, or it's a amphibious plane.
Spruce goose?
Oh, yeah, goose. It does look like the spruce goose.
You guys can start it over here.
List of things I only know exist because of the classic Simpsons.
I was going to see the spruce goose, and then I got there, and they had moved it.
Oh, jeez.
Assholes.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's Howard Hughes built a plywood plane.
Yeah. It flew all of 200 feet or something like
it
that.
Flew.
It flew. Technically.
Wow.
So it's an Irish coffee.
So there is coffee in it? Yeah, I'm getting huge coffee in the aroma. Yeah.
All right. It says here the marriage of two quintessentially Irish drinks. The flavor in Irish coffee and medium bodied stout.
Hmm.
Did you know that the Irish coffee was invented at Foinne's Airport in Ireland to wake up transatlantic air crew and was originally made with instant coffee?
Ooh.
We cold steeped fine coffee beans in to bring out the flavor without the bitterness, leaving a smooth coffee taste and aroma.
Oh man, the era of the pilot's martini lunch.
Good old days.
Well, yeah, it's definitely got coffee notes, but you can pick it up that caramel kind of toffee-ish thing as well.
Yeah, almost a cola note, really.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and it's not a... It's funny, because it's still got kind of that black coffee nose, even though it still smells creamy, kind of.
Oh, wow. That's delish. Super well-balanced. Notes of cocoa. All the roast in the coffee is super well-balanced.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like burned coffee, which is always one of the hard things with a cold, steep coffee.
Yeah, the bitterness is toned down.
Right. It's nice, but it's not way out there.
Definitely still some roast in there, roasted malts, but nothing overpowering.
Wow. Look at the color. It's opaque.
As we all raise our glasses. Yeah, exactly.
It's black.
That is really nice.
There's almost a little hint of light coming through there. It's not, at least in my glass, it's not fully opaque.
Just about, yeah.
I'm not getting anything, but
who knows?
It's good, though. I like it. Wow.
Yeah. If I wanted a coffee stout, that would be the thing.
Yeah, I haven't had a lot from Stone Angel Brewing yet, but most of the beers I've had from Winnipeg are pretty darn good these days, especially from Torque Brewing, yeah.
Okay.
They've got a cool little scene, but you were saying so they're a bit of similar to Callister. Are they a co-op brewery? I know that they've got a couple sub-brands brewing there.
They didn't start that way, but I guess they've got space, they've got room, so
Or is I think it set Kilter up more actually, like craft collective kind of idea?
No. I think Kilter even has, or what was it? Devil May Care might have some of their own equipment there. I'm not okay. sure. They just had a big building, lots of space. And Kilter originally had a space all lined up. They have all their equipment in a storage unit, and then it fell through.
Yeah.
So they came into Stone Angel as well.
Hmm.
And I think Devil May Care is kind of working towards getting the funds to get their own spot and equipment, but
yep.
it's a lot of money. Banks sure. don't like to give young people a ton of money all the time.
And sometimes you can get a better loan when you're an existing business expanding yeah. other than a brand new startup.
Definitely. Totally. And I mean, Winnipeg is still young in the brewing scene, so the banks are still going, what? You want how much money? Whereas here, they're probably pulling back a little again, but they were just giving money out left and right, it seemed.
Yeah, it hasn't been super easy. I mean, they have their ratios and their numbers, right? So
yeah,
they won't give us what we need. But.
You see, my understanding was it was really hard to get any loan without history of sales or, you know, being able to show something.
Well, we have a pretty intense business plan that we've been showing mm-hmm. around, and that has been sufficient for that end of things. But
that's cool.
They still want to treat you like a brand new startup, even if you're
You got something
pseudo expanding, but
yeah, fair enough.
But it's all about ratios, right? How much money do you have? Okay, well, we can give you if you have $100,000, we can give you $200,000. Mm-hmm. It's simple math.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, especially when you're talking millions instead of thousands.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. Yeah, I'm really impressed with this.
Yeah, this is nice. It's very, very drinkable.
It does. It mentions that it is a lactose beer as well, which is kind of nice.
Oh, there you go.
And
oh,
that explains a lot of the creaminess.
I missed that part. I didn't read the ingredients list.
That would help with the mouthfeel and a little bit of sweetness there.
Yeah, it's just coffee, lactose, barley, water, hops.
So it tastes a lot like coffee with cream and sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great point.
Easy on the sugar.
It's funny. I've been drinking so many of those big-bodied like pastry stouts, and that's what I was expecting. And I'm taken back, and then I'm hearing you guys talking about how good it is, and I'm like, oh yeah, they're right. I was just like, what is this?
And you are wrong.
Yeah. I'm often wrong.
It's a black pilsner.
What is this black pilsner with a sprinkle of coffee in it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've had some stouts lately that were really thin, and this isn't thin. It's still got lots of body to mm-hmm. it.
No, you're right. Yeah,
it's not chewy though, like some of those super big stouts like Renault was talking about.
Yeah, it's
about,
not like a Riz.
No, it's no pastry stout or anything for sure. But
no, I would have that for breakfast.
Yeah,
lunch or dinner.
A flight. I love to do the. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. If I'm at an airport, I want breakfast and I want a stout because I'm going on a plane.
Depending on what airport, it just beer in general. But
yeah.
Because I sure didn't get a stout when I was in China, but I did have a beer in the airport.
Yeah.
When was that?
September.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Recently.
Yeah, it was
well,
great.
Well, Rick was just over there with a bunch of fresh hop beers, right?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and he sounds like he had a great time.
I bet he did.
Yes, he did a lot of breweries.
I'd love to go over there with him.
So would I. All right, why don't we crack open the next one? Right. This one's from Kilter Brewing. It's the Coconutzo Coconut Cocoa Stouts.
Coconut.
Rich coconut stout brewed with loads of toasted coconut, cocoa, dark chocolate malt, and a touch of vanilla. 6.3% alcohol.
Okay.
So the brewer of Kilter actually worked at Bridge Brewing Company for a while.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, and I'm going blank on his name.
Miguel. Jesus. I don't remember his last name. Yeah, but okay. Miguel, he was actually, he showed up to a few meetings of the Tri-City Brew Club.
Okay.
Because he briefly lived in Port Moody when he was living in Vancouver. Oh. Really cool guy.
Yeah, he's kind of quiet. He'd been moving around all over the world and then moved to Vancouver to get into the beer scene. Mm-hmm. He was already a home brewer, and now he's moved back to his home city to open up a brewery.
Wow.
And he's, I'd say, I mean, I don't know their scene at all, but from the beer I tried and the beer he's interested in, he's really in that progressive style. But I think he appreciates most things, period. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to guess that this one's going to be a little bit more of that sort of big, bold, pastry stout style. But I could be completely wrong.
Yeah. Well, it is a little heavier. It's over 6%.
Yeah.
So he's well known for his hazy IPAs, too.
Oh, yeah?
Was the one I had was the Hawaiian Ivory, which I thought was pretty good example.
That was a collaboration with Two Crows, out of Halifax.
Yeah, because they... Miguel and the former brewer, or the brewer of, excuse me, sorry, Two Rows, sorry, Two Crows worked together at Bridge.
They did, yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so this doesn't smell nearly as sweet as the other one, but I'm getting the cocoa on the nose for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm getting the coconut. There's a kind of a pleasant mineral on the nose. Mm-hmm. It's calcium-ish. Earthy. Yeah.
I think that's coming from the cocoa powder.
Was it? Sorry, was this cocoa or coconut?
Both.
Both.
Oh, cocoa both. Sorry. Nuts. Right?
Ooh. Oh, there's punnage.
I'm smelling more cocoa than coconut.
Yes.
So, but which I'm is good because I don't like a lot of coconut. So I do.
I'm not a coconut fan, but I'm beginning to really love coconut and beer.
This definitely smells like milk chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cocoa yeah, just powder. A very light hint of the coconut.
Oh, whoa. You can taste the coconut more than you can smell it.
Yeah, it really comes. It tastes like coconut milk more than anything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like just total 180 from the aroma.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Still lots of chocolate in there, but it is definitely toasted coconut up front.
It's not too sweet. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I'd already had a can of this, but I don't remember it tasting like this. It must have been at the end of the night.
You could do some crazy things at the end of the night after a few beers.
You know, for coconut, that's not too bad. I'm not a fan of coconut.
Yeah.
But that's not bad at all. It's well balanced.
It's funny. Like I said, it's very milk chocolate in the nose, and it's still milk chocolatey, but there's also a hint of like the dark chocolate bitterness in there too.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it's not giving me the coconut I want. But I'm a big coconut fan. I love coconut. So mm-hmm. I was hoping for kind of a bigger hit of that and kind of a lower key cocoa. But
getting a little of that alcohol warmth right at the right at the end there.
Now, it's still not very strong. It's only 6.3% alcohol. But yeah, there is a
it's hint. Noticeable.
You're not getting it off the other one we had.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. Dark
chocolate malt. Oh, it's just dark chocolate malt. There's no actual... It doesn't mention cocoa, actually powder being in there or anything.
Loads of toasted coconut, cocoa, and dark chocolate malt.
I can't read.
And a touch of vanilla.
I can't read.
Would you like a little closer so you can
it was,
read it?
Yeah, that's the reason. It was too far.
I could read. Put your reading glasses on.
I could read some of the words, but not all of toast. Oh.
Right? So I'm curious of where they used the coconut. Did it go in the kettle? Did it go in the mash?
Yeah, can't read. That's what I'm taking from this situation.
Jeez.
I've had a whole third of a beer and it's going downhill.
Oh no. And they're only going to get stronger from here, I think.
That's right. Well, I'm sky training.
Perfect.
I brought some reasonably middle strength beers, so
not me. I didn't. This is just the warm-up beers. First episode, warm-up beers.
There you go.
Yeah, it's nice to... I'm really enjoying getting to try the Kilter stuff whenever I can. Like I say, it was cool to know a guy who was sort of, you know, who was just loving beer, showing up to homebrew meetings like I was, and then to see him take that passion and actually turn it into a real brewery, which more and more people are doing locally, but... this one's sitting in front of me, so it's the one I'm talking about, I guess.
Although I know some people in Winnipeg, and he would always talk about, you know, he was an okay home brewer. And you talk to people in Winnipeg, and no, he was a really good home brewer. He's just, you know, he doesn't like to toot his own horn, and that's awesome. Yeah, but
a lot to be said for that.
So where'd you pick these up?
I got them in trade.
Oh, okay.
Out of Winnipeg, yeah. So you can't get it here.
No?
So you just got to have friends.
Right. I know somebody in Winnipeg.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Doesn't everyone once removed or something?
Yep, I like that beer.
Yeah, it's good.
So we can move into the next one. I've had this. You may not need to rinse out your glass. Do we want to rinse out our glass, though? It's pretty strong.
Are we going
to
get that crazy about it?
No.
Some beers, maybe, but...
It's not like you're going from a stout to a lager or something.
Yeah, no. So this one is
I like to mix my
What's with the color lager? Of this?
Yeah.
What the hell? This is the Devil May Care.
Oh.
Do a Cinnamon Roll. Cinnamon Roll Stout.
Oh.
Ooh.
It's got Star Fox on it, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it does look like.
6% alcohol. It is... Pastry Open the stout. Wings. Check your G diffuser system. Tired, boring beer got you in its sights.
Open the wings. Check your G diffuser system.
Is it just
G
me or does
system?
The front of the label have that same feel that you get from the Fuggles and Warlock label?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Just don't
like
that font.
You mean that cease and desist feeling?
You've got that.
They are just
feeling.
Beyond.
They're paying tribute. I shudder.
Cinnamon Roll Stout.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So you want to crack that and we can.
Did I say cinnamon and vanilla?
I'm upset at my parents for never buying me an N64, so now I have trouble drinking beer. They really should have thought about how this would affect my beer drinking.
You mean you never played GoldenEye?
I played GoldenEye, that's but like as a 20
everyone played
4-year-old, not a young person. It's not the same. I have no nostalgia for this beer I've never had because I didn't get to play N64 as a child.
Okay. All right, we've set the tone for the night.
Yes.
Oh wow! Holy crap! That is like a cinnamon roll. Cinnamon. That's no. That sounds like or smells like the cinnamon challenge.
Oh god!
It's got like massive cinnamon.
Woo! Yeah, that smells like cinnamon. Oh but all wow!
Right. Doesn't ever smell like cinnamon. Take. Holy moly!
So starting with that nose.
So
wow.
It
holy crap.
Smells like cinnamon sugar. That's all it smells like.
Yeah.
A little bit of brown sugar, you know.
It's like a 7-Eleven cinnamon bun in here.
Well, the funny thing with brown sugar is when it ferments, it tastes like rum.
What's that?
Cinnamon? Yeah. So if you want sugar. It to taste like brown sugar, you got to do something different.
Hmm. Because it does smell kind of like brown sugar.
A little bit, yeah. It smells like, you know, like cinnamon toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this tastes like cinnamon toast crunch.
Yeah.
It smells like the toast my wife likes.
It tastes like the milk after you've eaten cinnamon toast crunch.
Yes, this is delicious. I love it.
Hmm. I hate the leftover milk, so I don't know how into it I am.
You were just on a kick about hating everything about childhood tonight, aren't you?
It was a tough time.
This has an odd finish, though. It's a little
It's got
tangy.
Kind of a, almost a gritty, like, actual cinnamon grittiness to it. But I like the flavor, but it is a little intense and...
Yeah, you're right. It does feel almost like there is cinnamon that didn't get filtered out or something. It's kind of sitting on the tongue. It's not bad, just...
I think I know what it is. I think there's some darker crystal malt in here.
It could be. You'd know better than
someone
I
threw
would.
Some C-120 in there or something, I think.
But, I mean, it's baked
it's
cinnamon.
It's interesting.
I still like it. This is fantastic. I'm not sure I'd want it every night or anything,
It's a fun share beer.
Yeah, it's a fun share beer.
Yeah. Yeah, this I wouldn't be sitting down to a session of these.
Although, truthfully, I wouldn't want a whole cinnamon bun, really. I'm not a big sweets guy, so.
Good for enough. You know. Especially those big Cinnabon things.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that's the good stuff.
I'm gonna be contrary here and say it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it. Fair. It's got that weird tanginess at the end that I'm not a fan of. It's a little dry. Maybe a cinnamon roll, I would expect more of a sweetness.
Yeah.
The weird thing to me, it actually tastes like, not a cinnamon roll, but in Sweden, they have cardamom rolls. I think it's cardamom. And they taste a lot like this. It's got sort of that cinnamony sweetness, but it's toned down and has a little more of that powdery, dry finish.
Hmm.
This is kind of that's sort of what it reminds me of.
It's one of those things, like, I do enjoy it, and I can drink a tall can of it, but I wouldn't want more than that.
Oh, no, I'm not going to be pounding like six of these by any
means. This is just one of those. Like, I like the fact this isn't a mixed six. It's 2, 2, and 2 of these beers.
Oh, really?
And that's a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Is that how they sell it?
Yeah.
Because that's badass. Okay.
Yeah, no,
that's
it's badass. Great.
That's kind of brilliant.
It's three breweries, but all out of the same place.
Yeah.
Doing a mixed pack. This, I forget what it was called, but it was just, it's their like winter stout mix.
Damn. Would you rather pick up one stout or three stouts?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a no-brainer.
And that's one of the things I hate right now about the hazy craze is I love hazy beers, but I don't want... four of the same one. When you've got three releases, mix it up.
Two and two or something.
Two and two or one and throw one of each and then throw on one of your standards.
I
don't want
it's
to have to
SKUs,
buy.
Is my understanding though, right? That's the problem.
It's because if you're doing a mixed pack, that's all of a sudden a new SKU. You're going to freak the government right out.
Yeah, probably.
But rumor has it, I mean, because you see all these breweries coming out with a new beer all the time. I've heard a rumor that the way around that is it's a seasonal SKU.
Make a seasonal SKU.
Or just sell them as singles. Well, technically.
I don't think you can sell singles, can you?
Why can't you? The liquor stores can do them. You can sell
single
bombers.
No, the liquor stores cannot do them as
well.
Well, as
the cold beer and wine stores repackage. I've seen that.
They do repackage. My understanding is that...
They're probably not supposed to.
I don't think that's at all illegal because they buy a SKU and then they're supposed to sell that SKU at a minimum price.
Right.
Why can they sell single bombers then? It's just, I mean, tall can is
SKU.
Practically a bomber. So
well, bombers coming as a single unit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But why they can sell them as a single unit, I'm sure, out of the brewery if
they
sell them
singles
that way.
Of cans.
Yeah.
Right.
So just sell them as singles and then you buy four of them and you got a four pack.
There you go.
Give a discount.
Build your own four pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody, well, a lot of places do that, right? And I love those places, just like you say, because, like, I open my fridge, there's too much beer, stuff's going bad, I can't buy, sometimes now I buy two of a can, but I generally end up going to the places where you can buy just one.
Right.
Long story short, my understanding is that the liquor inspectors, nobody really knows what's going on anymore, right?
I'll believe that one.
And you just hope you get a good one, right? You hope you get a good one, and they're not too up on what they're doing. They've seen it before. It doesn't cross their mind. But I've also heard
hope they're not too new to the position.
Yeah. Anyways.
I find it frustrating. It's like you'll go to Twin Sales or something, and there's like three or four new beers. It's like, I want them all, but I'm not going to buy like $80 worth of beer.
Yeah, yeah, $20 a four today. Pack.
Yeah.
Spend $80 on beer.
Well, I'd like to, but I'm trying to cut back.
This was me cutting back.
Yeah. You just have to have a good account.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cantillon's back in town. You can't not.
That's true. Haven't had that in a while.
Good stuff.
All right. Well, which is your favorite of the three?
Out of those three?
Hmm.
I kind of like the Irish coffee stout, I think, the best out of the three.
The Stone Angel?
Yeah. The Foynes. I think that was a good breakfast beer. It was super balanced. A little on the sweet side, which I like with coffee flavors. So I would go with the Foynes.
Yeah, I'm going to join you on that one. I think that the other two are nice, I think that one's the one I would go back to.
Coconutso second place.
Yeah.
I'm going Coconutso first, mostly because I realize I unabashedly love pastry stouts and hazy beer. Nice. But I would say the Foynes is definitely choice number two. You guys, it's nice sitting down with people who enjoy beer because, you know, when you have these discussions, you realize things you don't notice. I might have just taken a sip and put that down, but sitting here with you guys, like, oh yeah, I'm you know, missing out on the nice balance here. It's nice to appreciate beers. People who appreciate
not every beers. Beer needs to slap you in the face.
No, for sure.
It's absolutely right. Yeah,
I think I'm going to go with the Foynes too. Although I think, you know, mixing a little bit of the cinnamon one with the Foynes might be good. Cinnamon coffee.
Do we have more of those?
What's the fancy name for when blending beers gone. Again? When you blend a beer.
Isn't it a...
Oh.
It's not a cuvée.
Oh, isn't that it?
Is it a cuvée?
Yeah.
I think it is a cuvée.
Don't do a sweet stout cuvée here?
Unfortunately, we're out.
Oh. Damn it, Winnipeg. That should be like the fourth can in the four pack, all of them mixed together.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you get that skew figured out, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Do you remember, this is years back, it's when I feel like my memory of collaborations becoming a thing and people didn't really know what the word meant. They didn't know you could just go over to the next guy and like be there when the beer was being brewed and be like, yeah, we helped. but it was...
We had hot scotchies.
Yeah, that's right. We got drunk there. It was when... Was it? Who are the breweries in Rock Creek? It was Driftwood and Hoyne, I think. And they put together a stout, and I think they called it like Rock Creek Crash or something. And the label was like their two delivery vans crashing into each other. And the story was, at least on the bottle, that like, again, I don't think they knew like how easy a collaboration could be, because they're like, we used all our brewing hoses put it in a single
to go
tank.
From one brewer to the other.
Yeah, because
that was more just having fun because they share a parking lot.
Yeah, right.
So
right
they were just door. Having fun with brewing part of it each.
Yeah,
so they blending it.
They,
yeah.
But they did blend it via yeah. like
made
lots
a good story.
Of brewery hose, right?
Yeah. Yeah, made a great story. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of work for nothing.
I'll have to say
I mean
here.
The beer, but
they got to say they did it.
Yeah. I blended the. Coconutso and the, how was this one called? The Cinerol?
How's that working?
It's actually quite tasty.
Yeah, I bet it would be, actually.
I get in on that?
Yeah, you can.
I'm thinking the other blend would have worked better, maybe.
It would have, but I ran out of that
with
one.
The cinnamon, that would be a full breakfast, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That is pretty good.
Coffee and a cinnamon bun.
But that was fun.
Cool. Well, thanks for sharing those with us.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Part of the Hopped Up Network. Here is a sample of one of the podcasts you can check out by going to hoppedupnetwork.com. This is Brew Crime, a craft beer and true crime podcast. I'm Mike.
And I am Beck, and we are your hosts.
On Brew Crime, we each take a true crime story and we pair it with a craft beer.
You can find our show on your favorite podcast apps. If you can't find it, contact us and we'll try to change that.
We can be found at www.brewcrime.com or on Twitter @brewcrime and also on all the social media platforms for Pacific Beer Chat at Pacific Beer Chat. We can also be found at brewcrime@pacificbeerchat.com.
Join us as we discuss depraved killers, stupid criminals, and likely some completely unrelated tangents.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoy Pacific Beer Chat and would like to help make the show even better, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/pacificbeerchat, or click on our support tab on the website and check out our affiliate links. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as hoppedupnetwork.com or pacificbeerchat.com. Leave us a review on iTunes to help raise our exposure and just get us more listeners. Drop us a line at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. And to play us out, here is Lothian by Conundrum by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
I wanted you so bad.